But when I, my first kind of, experience with Japanese people, mm-hmm. when I was in junior high school and there was an exchange.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I became very close with my buddy,
mm-hmm.
the student that I was paired up with,
mm-hmm.
And she was from Tokyo.
Mm.
And so that was my first kind of international cultural exchange.
Okay.
Yeah. And
but that doesn't like, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you have a Japanese friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even like taking out Japan, it's so hard to imagine like that drives you to like go over to Japan or wherever, you know, you've mm-hmm. been to England and Ireland, of course, but
true, yeah.
Yeah. So what was the story behind that?
Well, you know what, I have to explain while I'm talking about my buddy, the mm-hmm. Japanese, before I left, you know, when I was preparing to leave for Japan, I was packing, of course, and, you know, it was really hard to pack for 1 year, and I didn't know what to bring.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through my closet, and I came across this bag of, at the time, I didn't know, but it was omiyage from my student, and it was 10 years, this was 90, when did I go to Japan, 2002,
right?
Not yet, so 92.
You went to Japan in 92?
No. The girl, the exchange student, came to my school in 92.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways, 10 years ago, 10 mm-hmm. years before I left for Japan,
mm-hmm.
the girl gave me, you know, my omiyage, all the Japanese souvenirs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't really know what they were, half of them. I just kind of left them in the bag.
Uh-huh.
And, anyway, so I was packing to go for Japan just in 2002, and I came across the bag, and were lots of little toys, and I came across the handkerchief that she gave me.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, I should bring it, because people told me it's really hot in
mm-hmm.
Japan. So,
mm-hmm.
so I brought it, and I'll make this long story short now. When we flew into Tokyo, we checked into the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and I was just walking down, I was going to the conference, or to the workshop,
mm-hmm.
and as I was walking, Masumi, my buddy, who I never spoke to over the 10 years, mm-hmm. walked right beside me.
What do you mean?
Like, it was just, yeah, complete coincidence. And we both stopped in our tracks, and we screamed, and we cried.
What?
I saw her, yeah.
In Shinjuku?
It was in the hotel that I was staying at. She was actually working for the hotel that we were staying at.
Which hotel? That's Shinjuku Plaza.
Yeah,
K.O. Plaza Hotel, right?
Yeah, she was working in the hotel.
Really?
It was such an amazing experience, and I was blown away. And we were both rushing to go wherever we were going, and we couldn't stay. And
you guys bump into each other, or?
She was walking towards me, and I was walking towards her, but, like, you know, we were going different places. And I looked at her, and I screamed, "Sydney! Oh, my God!" And, you know, we maybe wrote once, but after that we didn't talk at all. Like, you know, we lost contact. You know, you're a teenager, you just move on, you do your own thing. And
wow.
And
so,
yeah,
so directly after 1992, you guys lost contact?
Oh, yeah.
And you guys remembered, you know, 10 years, man.
Yeah.
You can change, right?
Oh, yeah. No, but I recognized just right away. It was such an amazing experience.
Mm.
And we got to get reacquainted again. So it was.
I thought it was the whole story of all Japanese look alike or.
No. Yeah, I'd be stopping
Matsumi,
every 5 minutes.
Matsumi.
Oh, that's too funny. No, it was her, and I was just like, oh my God, I brought your handkerchief.
Oh, so, then you showed her that handkerchief.
Yeah, it was just, you know, it was like a movie. Like, I thought this was unreal.
Of course,
but
you didn't tell her that you left it for 10 years, right?
Yeah,
I've been using this for the whole time. Oh my God. See how new it is? Oh my God, it's still new. Like.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, I didn't tell her that. Mm. But I used it. I definitely used it. Gosh, Japan was hot.
Hmm.
That's my story about that. I had to tell you that one.
Wow. I'm looking for good stories. That's one of the best I've heard so far.
It was a beautiful story. Yeah,
yeah.
I love to tell that story because, it's just one of those things that...
Well, you could be in the same train in Japan and not notice, right? because it's crowded, right?
Mm-hmm. That was fate. That was definitely fate.
Wow.
Someone wanted us to meet again. Because when she left me, or when she went back to, sounded like it was a relationship. When she left back for Japan, mm-hmm. I was so heartbroken. I became really close with her. So it was nice. It was nice to see her.